Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the John Bolton case from last week. You know, he was former, I think, national security advisor, and he was charged in Maryland with 18 counts of mishandling classified information. And, you know, on the one side, people say this is the president going after his opponents. And then on the other side, people say there's a legitimate case here. So I want to get a few details from Jim Bergen from Shipman & Goodwin, kind enough to join us for a few minutes here on Brian & Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Starting first and foremost, you know, you're always good about forwarding me pieces to read and to help me process this. It seems, by the last thing you sent me, that, you know, the case of Letitia James and James Comey and now John Bolton, this one is different than theirs, though.
It really is. And even though it might be true that this is still just the manifestation of Trump, quote, going after, because he says it himself, you know, that's not really controversial. That's exactly what he's saying he's doing. The difference in this one is that there actually were people with experience who did the case. In other words, rather than just drop his own lawyer in after all the line prosecutors with lots of experience said, we can't do this case. That's what happened in the other cases. But in this case, they actually got the people, you know, a career U.S. attorney in Maryland, and they also got senior prosecutors and lawyers from DOJ's National Security Division. That's, and the indictment itself, if you read it, and I'm not sure too many people have the patience to read it, it actually looks just like a normal, well-done indictment, you know, where they lay it all out. It appears to be a stronger case. Now, he's got a very good lawyer, Abby Lowell, and he, interestingly, kind of just says, hey, look, everybody knows this is what he was doing. This is just personal diaries. He's done this for years. He didn't actually share or unlawfully store any of this information. So there's still going to be a controversy. It's still going to be a big to-do. It's just different because it's not so patently shallow. Whereas in the other cases, they literally just, you know, all the people who had experience and know what they're doing said, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
And this time those people said, yeah, this is the case.
We're talking with Jim Bergen from Shipman & Goodwin about the John Bolton case. You know, but there are some things in there that he was sending material to two people. The one thing I hear is that he was just sort of forwarding material to places to store for a later book. I mean, what is his defense other than, oh, you know, this was, everyone knew about it and we thought this was cleared up years ago?
Well, according to the actual charge, which again was cleared by experienced professional prosecutors, what was actually retained is classified at the secret and top secret levels. So that's the kind of stuff that it may be commonplace for people who've had those jobs to write memoirs later, but you're not supposed to store classified, you know, as secret and top secret. So it really is a bit of a mystery to have such a clear contrast between what that charge says and what his very experienced Abby Lowell is also saying, which is these are unclassified.
Right.
And they were only shared with immediate family. And then he ironically puts in, this was known to the FBI as far back as 2021. That's the very point that was put into the allegations itself. So, you know, there's a horse race.
You know, in terms of the bar for, you know, a possible guilty conviction, you know, they always talk about the bar lower in civil case versus criminal. Like this type of case, how difficult is it for the prosecution to get a guilty verdict here? And also the secondary follow-up, is it sort of like, is there a possibility for a plea deal? You know, the last thing you sent me talked about General David Petraeus when he had an issue.
Yes, exactly. No, this does have room for a plea deal because in Petraeus's case, and people will vaguely remember that, he had a lover, if you will, who was also somebody who was helping him do his own writing later, his diary, his own autobiographical publications. And he allowed her to see some of this stuff. And ultimately, he took a misdemeanor, got probation. So it's obviously a shameful thing. Nobody ever wants to be accused and to agree to a crime. But if it's a misdemeanor with no time, it's tolerable. Those of us in this business, you always get the best available result. You don't go for just, quote, wins and losses. Now, in this particular case, I think he could get there. But to answer your first question, which I think is the more important question, the beyond a reasonable doubt. Considering that yesterday was the, quote, celebration of no kings and then the celebration of kings. I mean, I don't know if you saw that, but there's a lot of stuff out there saying, oh, it's great that he's a king. We don't have kings when it comes to criminal charges. We don't lock people up without a jury. That is regular old folks in this democracy having to look at the evidence themselves. They have to follow the law, but they look at the evidence and they decide, do we believe this beyond a reasonable doubt? And that is a high standard. It's still, you can have some doubt, but it can't be a reasonable doubt. So if there's some reasonable doubt about his mental state, then and one juror holds out or two jurors hold out, then you're not going to get a conviction.
Now, we talked with the Comey stuff about how they wanted, Comey was like, let's do this as quick as we can. It seemed like there was a bit of an accelerated timeline. I mean, how long does a case like the Bolton case take to adjudicate?
Well, the normal criminal case takes a year. It shouldn't. We have the Speedy Trial Act requirements. However, you also have requirements to give the defense all the information it needs in order to prepare. And then there are pretrial hearings, suppression of evidence, whether that evidence is going to come in or not. And then, of course, you have the trial itself. And when you have this much publicity, it does sometimes take a little bit of a time to get a jury. So I would say about a year. And even in those ones where both sides agree, in Comey's case, I don't know about James' case, but to accelerate, it's still going to take some time. They still have to go through some motions.
Yep. Jim, thank you, as always, y'all, for some clarity, and you're so well read in on this stuff. We appreciate it.
Glad to talk to you, Brian.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.